Everyone, thanks for joining Zimin's podcast channel. Before we start today's topic, please allow me to share a story. Ayush is a 17-year-old boy from Dhaka, the capital of Bangladesh. Like many young people from his neighborhood, he is filled with beautiful dreams, envisioning a brighter future. He followed his friend's step and entered a fast fashion clothing factory. He believes that he can make money to improve his family's living conditions and makes his father proud of him. He is responsible for manufacturing clothes using factory equipment. Thousands of clothes pass his hand each day. Although the job is exhausting, he hasn't noticed many differences until he finds more fish dying and floated over the river each day near his factory. Not long after, the river's color is no longer clear and turning dark with more dead fishes and birds' bodies. He starts realizing that the textile production and the coloring process are generating negative consequences to the environment in his city, and it may impact thousands of lives' water safety and living conditions. He decided to report this issue to the factory manager. However, instead of answering his concern, he told Ayush to work harder for an upcoming large order and warned him to deliver on time. Ayush is speechless to his manager's response, but he doesn't want to lose his job, so he returns back to work. Things are unpredictable. The order is cancelled right before delivery due to the buyer switching to a new trendy clothing design. Ayush and his friends are told to throw away all the manufactured clothes and prepare for the latest clothing manufacturing orders. Ayush realizes that if the demand is there, the textile production's impact on the environment will not stop. The factory won't care the environment, but only the orders and the profits. After thorough consideration, he made the hard decision to leave the factory because he didn't want to earn money via an approach that harmed the environment of his city. Even so, the factory is still operating as usual, with the consequences of more and more people getting sick from drinking contaminated water and worsened air quality. He regrets that he realized it so late and doesn't know when this will end. This sad story reflects the negative impacts of the fast-expanding fast fashion industry to the environment of Bangladesh, where these clothing brands settle their factories due to cheaper labor. The fast fashion industry is a land and water-intensive industry that involves activities which generate carbon dioxide and water waste to the environment. Bangladesh isn't the only destination where fast fashion factories are located. Countries like Cambodia, India, Vietnam are also popular destinations for those clothing operations. Nonetheless, unlike developed countries, these economies often have little regulation to minimize the impacts on the environment. The most practical method to help reduce the negative impacts of the fast fashion industry should be us, everyone. Reform in the demand market. So, what are the solutions we can do to save the planet and protect the environment for our future generations? First, and probably the easiest one, do not throw away unwanted clothes. We can either donate or swap these unwanted clothes with your family members or friends, instead of creating more clothes from the factory. We can work together to reduce waste and encourage a sustainable lifestyle that recycles our clothes between our contacts. Second, choosing the right material is the key. Polyester, the most used fiber in clothing, is made of plastic and never will fully decompose. We can choose organic or recycled cotton clothing as alternatives, as the production process consumes less water and energy, and its materials are easier to decompose. Third, buy less often and buy high quality. Fast fashion clothes are usually of low quality for mass production, and that's why people will keep buying for fashion trends. We can reduce our purchases and try to buy clothes made from sustainable materials with good quality so that we don't need to keep purchasing. Ultimately, recycle textiles and garments to your near recycling centers. They can be turned into new clothes one day. Why throw them away when they can still be used? Alright, everyone, thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you get a deeper understanding of the impacts of the fast fashion industry. And let's work together to embrace a sustainable lifestyle and protect environments from today.